Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, December the 19th, 2025. 12:19:25, last Friday before Christmas, 15 minutes past the hour, and we are live on WGH Talk Radio. And during the holiday season, as we've been doing, there are people we like to visit with who feel like family and have felt like family over the years. And a gentleman who has been here several times in the past and on with us via telephone certainly feels like family. It would not be the Christmas holiday if we did not check in with one of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time, certainly one of the greatest talkers, a man who did me a great honor many years ago by allowing me and requesting that I induct him into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2024. What a pleasure it is during the holiday season to welcome to these microphones our friend, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, happy holidays.
Heaven high there, Scott. How are you?
Doing well here in the holiday season. How are things with you?
Fantastic. I'm still above ground. Understanding the truth, and Scott, let's start this thing here off right. I want the people to really lean in and listen, because we must honor our Father in heaven, and we're coming into the season of the Lord's birth. And we have been for many, many, many years from the beginning of time, we have been saying Merry Christmas. Now, please, I need everybody out there to understand Christmas is nothing but about money. It's all about that money. People will go and spend their money and have to pay bills for a year or two. Understanding, changing that, it's Merry Christian. We must surrender our lives to God and do His work. You can look and see all of the myths. Nasty. Oh, Lord have mercy. Do you feel me, Scott?
I certainly do. I certainly do. You know, Thunderbolt, when you look at the world right now, what's just a general observation you have during this holiday time?
Well, just what I said. I mean, we got to focus on Jesus Christ, where what is all about. Instead of all of that money, treating people nasty. I'm talking, this is from the government down. The race card has been played too long. All of the big lies, all of the killing and hating, that is not what God meant for us to do. And you can see that how it's been stirred up and how people are lying about what they do and say, and things are getting worse and worse. How far or how long are we as citizens of the United States of America going to stand up and not come together because of all of the corruption thing of the racism, the greed, the anger, the hatred? Come on, man. That is the problem.
Well, I guess
that is the worst. I'm 84 years old. This is the worst I've ever seen in my entire life. I know if I can see it, everybody else can see it and have saw it already. You know, and what are we going to wait? We're going to wait until our country just shut down and just have chaos in the streets and everything?
You know, Thunderbolt, and as you said, in your 84 years, what makes this the worst that you've ever seen it?
Say that again?
I say, in your 84 years, what makes this the worst that you've ever seen it?
Well, I mean, look at it right now. Look at it right now. I mean, look at city to city, town to town. Hey, this country is getting almost like a ghost country. I mean, jobs. I mean, and like I said, the race car is the biggest problem of the whole thing. Hatred. You can't. I mean, the thing. How can you feel and hate a person that you don't even know? How can our government sit there and want to cut all of the things that help people that need help, and stealing, lying, and doing nasty things? Tell me. I just need to know. You know. And here we go. I'm nothing but a raster. That's all I ever have been. That's just, you know my story. I was replaced. I was replaced by the dream. Right?
Right.
And then what has happened? They didn't put the son of the dream with the name of the nightmare. Come on. People are not stupid. I mean, we're playing on people's intelligence. I mean, and this shouldn't fear anything, man, because it's all about love. We got to stop hating. I'm seeing too much hatred. I mean, these last few years, and Scott, you just can't believe it. Since I was inducted into that WWE, I mean, people have just changed. I mean, there's so many people that love it, but you can see the people that hate it. I mean, close around. No. God ain't meant it. He hasn't meant for it to be like this. And I choose to follow Jesus. And a long time ago, I surrendered my life to my Father. And I'm set here for a purpose. Wrestler through that WWF, that NWA, that WWE, and the wrestling business. All of you can see all of the nasty and bad things and all the things that's going on that happened at one time. Just like I told you, I wasn't going to accept it. But now it just does not make sense how people are reacting to other people.
You know, Thunderbolt, as we look at the holiday season here, is there a particular holiday that sticks out in your mind in your 84 years?
Is there one that stick out?
Yeah.
Well, this is the one, man. I mean, this is it's supposed to be about the birth of our Savior of the world, and that's Jesus Christ. And this is the worst Christmas season that United States of America has ever been in. I'm going way back. And it's been a spiritual warfare from the beginning of time. And man brought all this on himself. Divide and conquer and the hatred. You know, the willingness, the teaching, I mean, and teaching children hatred. Come on, man. Mm. I mean, I didn't. I've known it all along and tried my best to get along with it. This, I mean, I do just what I do, and I try to treat people like I want to be treated, and I can see what the need is, love coming together. And that's what we tried to, you know, tried to do. Isn't that right?
That is right. Thunderbolt, what's been the biggest change in your life since being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2024?
Please say it again. I'm getting hard to hear.
No problem. What's been the biggest change in your life since being inducted into the Hall of Fame?
The biggest change is there's so many people that are really, really glad for me. I mean, I'm in Carrollton, Georgia, 48 miles from my home, from my home. My family home, my grandkids, one of my daughters, and I'm in Carrollton here in a Word of Life church, of surrounded by some good people, and I've been in the spot where God has shown me discernment of all of the nasty things coming out. Of how people pretending to be religion, people pretending to love God, people pretending to care about people, and people are just leading them to go back to what they used to doing. Playing with the mind. You can renew the mind, but if you don't spiritually renew the mind, you're going to keep on doing the same thing.
You know, Thunderbolt, it's been an interesting year for the wrestling business. I think the big headlines this year have been John Cena retired recently. Hulk Hogan dies this year. Jesse Ventura returned to the WWE. What sticks out? How do you look back at this year in the wrestling business?
Well, I'm in the Hall of Fame. I never thought I would take it. I'm in it. And to see all, I'm so glad, you know, God always knows what's best. And we don't understand at the time, of the time that I was, and from 1975, they blackballed me, took away all of my best years of making money, of taking care of my family, of living like God meant for me to live, to be in the wrestling business. And if it had not been for God, I couldn't have had the fans I have. Abel through it, went through it all. I mean, just clear understanding, and understanding that all of the honor and glory goes to our Father in heaven, and just trying to do the right thing and treat people like I want to be treated.
Do you have any thoughts on any events that have happened this year in the wrestling business?
A whole lot of them. See, we've, and they are talking about all of the things of lifting people up that has done this filthy, nasty, mistreating, bad thing, but hiding. Oh, man. Do I really need to go into this?
Well, as much as you want, as much or as little as you'd like.
But you hear all I'm saying, though, Scott. This is all I'm saying. I mean, and see, I'm a prime example. I mean, it's all through my life. I'm a wrestler. And have I been Have I had an equal opportunity? Have I been treated right in the wrestling business, do you think?
No, I would say definitely not.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, that right there. And I'm a citizen. I am a person just like everybody else. And the question is, why? Chuck, do you know that I was blackballed because I went and worked for Ann Gunkel when Ray Gunkel died? Do you know Ernie Ladd called me to come to work for? Do you know everybody that worked for Ann Gunkel has went back to work, has been working? All except me. Ernie Ladd turned into be a booker, helping to book and all. That's all I've ever wanted to do, and run my own business or be a part of a team player. Are you feeling me?
I certainly understand.
The fans out there, everybody out there know, all of these years that I want to think that I have some fans out there. Not only did they suppress me, but the fans were suppressed because, I mean, hey, you see, they're admitting how many have stole the things that I say and do. You understand?
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, Thunderbolt.
But that don't make no difference. It's true and everybody knows, but there's no change. There's no change. Look how many bookers. Look how many individuals have been bookers. Look how many individuals is running little shot shows and all over the money, and none of that money is going back into where the fans are, the town, the city. And that, if you look at I need all you people out there, hit that button and watch that Martin Downey show again. And there's several of them out there now. Hit that and just get the clear. What you can see just what you saw. January the 6th. That's there in Martin Downey. And you can see the lies that the individual told. But all of them is still, or they did. Most of them, the God don't like ugly. But am I getting through?
I believe so. Well, that leads me to my question, Thunderbolt. At 84 years of age, what do you still want to do?
Equal opportunity. That's all. Equal opportunity. I mean, you know, hey, it's all about doing what you do. And what do we do? You're a radio man. We run shows, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had the biggest right here in there in Atlanta. 36,000 in the building. In the building. And the whole downtown was still full. And they closed the doors at 8:30. Just because, why? True. Because I'm black. Sheik and his wife was kicked out of the NWA. You know, the NWA hadn't been anything in the last 15 or 20 years. They killed. And there you see the N-O, what is that? N-O, what is that? New World Order.
Yes, NWO.
Yeah, end of it. New World. Well, you know, that was a Curtis Mayfield thing of peace. About peace. and they took it, made it out of. You understand? And they show, I saw one of those a day of Hulk Hogan. How they done? Check into it. Look into it yourself. All they're doing, they're not talking about all of the lives that these people have destroyed, all of the women that they have killed, all of the families that they've broke down, and all the nasty things that they're doing on television, live, in front of the kids and the world.
You know, and Thunderbolt, on all the magazines right now, because it's the end of the year, a lot of people are remembering Hulk Hogan. You brought his name up there. Do you have any thought on him as he departs this world this year?
You know, I only met him one time. Well, let me see. Yeah, I met him one time in Florida before he was Hulk Hogan. All I know is the bodies they're showing and what they say they do. I work for Vince Senior one time. So you know all of the people. And, you know, call somebody. We are finna get ready to run a little wrestling and try to bring people together and help somebody.
Thunderbolt, I have two questions for you because wrestling and Christmas Day are so closely associated. I'm sure you spent many Christmas days in the wrestling ring. What are your memories of going to the arena on Christmas Day?
Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And every one of them stands for something. Being thankful, and like I said, Christian, Merry Christian, instead of Merry Christmas. Santa Claus, what's the big lie? Flying, coming down a chimney. Lying to your children and your spouse, going, getting loans and getting in debt for years or a year or so, just to, is all about that money. Family wealth.
You know,
and I love to. You just don't know what an honor it is to go into a arena and make people happy. Joy. J-O-Y. Jesus, other than yourself. Look how selfish the world is today. We got a president up there mocking people. I mean, calling people all kind of nasty names and doing things. Come on, man. Shutting the world down. Stealing. Come on, man. Come on. People, time to wake up.
What?
It's time to look up. It's time to get up. See, if you don't stand for something, you're going to go for anything. And the world, the United States of America, is going for anything right now. And they're going for the worst thing that the United States have ever seen.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Thunderbolt, because there was...
It's true, and everybody see it.
Well, and there was news made this week in which Mick Foley, professional wrestler, said he would never work for the WWE again.
Look out. Now, I'm going to stand up and say, he just come out yesterday or today and said that. All of them up there, Republican, Democrat, ain't nobody up there been right from the beginning of time. And it's somebody going, he been there all the time, he was there when Trump They're making tapes and stuff and dropping. And now when I come on this thing, because it's black people, I represent everybody. But they want to divide and conquer and anything. They take the cop and speaking now. Why didn't he speak a couple years ago or so? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Well, but the world don't. They're making a fool out of everybody. And just like, look how they make dummies and out of the talent they got. The black talent, they got them there, but they ain't doing nothing with them. They ain't never done nothing with them. Other than when they use them, and not everyone. So he made him rich. Nick Foley, it got rich up there with all of the stuff. You understand me?
I do.
Now when the rubber meets the road and the doo-doo hits the fan, because it sure didn't hit it now. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's hitting the fan. It certainly is.
Okay then. And then he speaks out. You know, I mean, hey, I have a dream also. And I mean, I think that I represented everybody the best I could. And I mean, there's a whole lot of them that kind of copied, you know, often imitated but never duplicated. The original.
That's certainly true. You know, Thunderbolt, you said something there. You said joy. Joy to the world. A lot of people this time of year are singing joy to the world. Are you singing joy to the world?
I'm saying it. I am saying it. Jesus, others, and yourself. Joy. It has not been that away. It has not ever been that away in the United States of America. Never. Just like the Christmas. That's all about money. It is not about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God that lives inside each and every one of us.
You know, Thunderbolt, as we head into the holiday season, as we head into the holiday next week, often imitated, never duplicated, the original you are, as I said in the beginning, my opinion, the greatest talker in wrestling. A lot of people feel that way. Even Dusty Rhodes' son said that in the Hall of Fame.
A lot of people say things, but they don't believe they don't mean them. They sing because they trying to fit in. They have that power and put in those positions to say those things, to control people. You understand me?
I do. Well, I certainly mean
people
it.
Are no fools no more. And God sees it all. And it's joy. And I didn't mean to come here tonight to raise my voice. But I mean, I'm so glad you called me. I'm so glad I got the opportunity to express myself, to try. And if people listen, let's come together. It's joy. It's peace and joy. And this world, we're living in the best country in the world. And going to sit down and watch one man destroyed. You better watch yourself. I mean, that's a high sign. All of those people, nobody is above the law, not supposed to be. And everybody gonna sit back and watch that one man destroy people. Not only black people, all people. But the black is getting the crunch.
Well, Thunderbolt. On that note, a lot of people have felt, certainly during the last, what has it been now, 11 months since we've had a new president, that
he's been in that photo.
He was in there before. That's true.
He set it up. It's all been the big setup. You know, God still is in charge. God let this go on to show the people. But you can understand one thing. Hey, it ain't over till God says it's over. And God do not lack ugly. And if you're not right, you won't leave this world. You're gonna pay for it before you leave it.
That's kind of a lot of people have said this president is a racist. What would you say to that? Do you believe that or not believe that?
Do I believe it? Don't you?
Well, a lot of people certainly do.
Well, I mean, hey, I don't have to say it because you can see it. You can see it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there right now that's going to hate me because they believe in what they've been taught. And that's the way. That's the way, the American way. It's been that way from the beginning of time. I mean, it's been peaceful, peace, get along. But then one man come and stirred the pot. And all of them individuals that are standing behind him, look how he talked and put down the individual that's being quiet. I love everybody. I don't hate him. But I ain't crazy.
Well, Thunder,
he's not for me.
And Thunderbolt, on that note, as we head into the holidays next week, in that classic, yeah, Thunderbolt Patterson
going down.
I'll be quick here. Thunderbolt, in that quick Thunderbolt Patterson way that you have of talking people into the building on many Christmas days and many Thanksgivings and holidays, leave the people with a classic Thunderbolt Patterson thought on the upcoming holiday, the only way you can do it, the way you talk.
Well, call somebody. Call everybody that you know and tell them, come, Jesus, come. Christian. Merry Christian. Not Christmas. Call somebody. It's been too long. It's been too long. And now is the time to come together and show the world peace and joy. I love everybody. I love everybody. I hate no one. I do not like the stinking thinking that's going on in the world. But I love you. And I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God that I am, and I want the world to know that I am a child of a living God, and this is my purpose.
Thunderbolt,
I love you.
I love you too. You know I think of you as family. I wish you a happy holiday season. I'm glad you were able to come on. I thank you for the honor of inducting you into the Hall of Fame last year. It was one of the great honors of my life. And as you would say, often imitated but never duplicated, if we only had just a little more time tonight.
Just the beginning.
Thunderbolt, happy holidays.
Merry, Merry Christian. The love of the living God. Surrender your life and watch the change. Peace and joy.
Stay well, Thunderbolt.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, see, right there. If you can listen to that and not understand about Christmas, it's beyond me. I can't help you because I think that clears it all up right there. If you want to be in the Christmas spirit, if you want to know what's going on, right there. I should just put down the microphone and walk out of here right now because that's it. You got it. Done.
How do you follow that up?
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I think that was great. I always love hearing Thunderbolt.
See, there was a beautiful transition in there at the end because he kind of gave his political opinion. But I realized we were getting to the end of the hour on that note. And speaking of the holidays, which I think we were at some point there, were we not?
Oh, yeah. It bounced around there for a minute.
Talking to him is just wonderful. I love Thunderbolt.
I love the conversation. Thunderbolt is hilarious.
He is true. He's often imitated, never duplicated.
How could you?
I mean, can you imagine being the guy back in the day who said, listen, go out there and say this on television, Thunderbolt? Can you imagine?
What line was it? It was a simple line, wasn't it?
I love the story, and it's a true story. They had like 30 seconds left on the live television show, and the promoter went up to him and said, Thunderbolt, you're going to be in Carrollton, Georgia. You got to sell tickets to this Carrollton, Georgia. So you go out there in that 30 seconds, and you say, Carrollton, 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 and go out there. And he goes, okay, gotcha. And he goes out there, and they give him the cue with 30 seconds left, and he goes, if I only had a little more time to tell you what I wanted to tell you, if I only had just a little more time. And the show went off. He never said anything about Carrollton. And that was it.
That's how you sell tickets right
there. That's a classic story. And I think the arena was filled when he got there. Because he didn't have the time.
He had a speech ready for him.
I love it. And when he did that at the Hall of Fame, I loved it. Because he certainly didn't have a speech. Can you imagine trying to put him on a teleprompter? Please.
Oh.
But he did at the end. He said, if I only had more time.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
I think Thunderbolt's whole speech at the Hall of Fame was good.
I was standing there behind him. And there were points where I knew that the live television camera was on myself and New Day back there. So you try not to have any facial expression about what's going on. If I only could tell you what was running through my head while he was speaking there. Holy moly.
Well, I remember being on the ground taking pictures, and I might still have the pictures and saved somewhere. But one of the dudes from New Day looked all kinds of perplexed. It was just hilarious.
Well, he was telling. I remember at one point he's talking about somebody. He said, "Oh, there's the baddest man in the world down there in the front row." Because I think he caught his eye, and you know, there he goes. he's a wonderful fellow.
Oh, I love Thunderbolt. He's fun.
I got videos galore of Thunderbolt, and so many at Christmas time. Oh, they're fun. I sent you that collage that I found. What would you make of that?
Oh, well, you know, he wore the
wreath glasses.
Yeah, the wreath glasses Mary Ellen wore. I thought
those wreath glasses have gotten around. I might have to sell those on eBay. Thunderbolts wore them. Ted Williams has wore them. Mary Ellen's had them on.
That'd probably go for some money.
Yeah, I think we're getting there. 740-38-39944. That's 740-38-39944 if you'd like to say something. What's coming up tonight on the big show? 10 o'clock.
Well, tonight on my show,
nothing that's going to be like this, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no, nothing that's going to, you know, you can't beat this. I mean, how do you top Thunderbolt?
Well, you can't not have Thunderbolt on during the holiday time.
But tonight on my show, we're going to be talking about football. There's a lot of football stuff.
See, that's how you need to do it, though. If I only had more time to tell you what I wanted to tell you. If I only had just a little more time.
That's how I'm going to start closing out all my shows. Steal Thunderbolt's line.
Well, he's a classic. He's what you call a classic. There's no, you know, I wish I had some of the old Thunderbolt. We used to tape some Christmas stuff around here just to close out this last hour here with a little bit of Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt Patterson Christmas. Well, I guess maybe some of them have been watched recently. Well, there's the one we did. See, I think number three. Okay. This is, I think this should come through, okay. This is Thunderbolt Patterson here at the station in 2018, 7 years ago, talking about what else? Christmas. Here we go, the great Thunderbolt.
Heaven high, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Ow! Don't y'all know Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. Cause Santa Claus, y'all, is coming to town. Oh, I wish I could sing them to you like I wanna. But the next time you hear them, we're gonna do a little praising and all. You know what I'm saying? Chestnut roasting on an open fire. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Silver bells, oh, it's Christmas time in the city. Come on now, y'all hear me. But most of all, joy to the world, the world, the king is coming. I done forgot the song even. Joy to the world, joy to the world. See, people and children, mothers and fathers, you got to do that. Fathers are mostly y'all. You got to keep on doing things so you won't forget them. Things like jingle bells, Santa Claus coming, the little simple things. We've been knowing them all our life. And I sit up here and forget all the stress and strain throughout all the years. See what it do to you? But that's all right. This is a night of giving. Y'all, Santa Claus is on his way. Mamas and daddy, y'all better get them cookies ready there for Santa Claus, because he's going to slide on in. And children, y'all do what your mama and daddy done told you and go on to bed so you can be ready to play with them new toys. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The time is here. Three wise men. Telling the truth, bringing gifts to honor the baby Jesus. Good night. Good night. Good night. God bless you.
Well, I think right there that says it all, does it not?
I think that's good.
See, that's wonderful, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think you could ask for much more.
You want one more of these?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Thunderbolt Patterson on Christmas.
Heaven high to all of you. And a silent night was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, you know, y'all know it. Y'all know it. The baby Jesus was born. Wait a minute. They wouldn't even give him a place to stay, y'all. He had to go to a manger in the barn. Don't you know, don't you know? Y'all hear me? The real meaning is Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Oh, but y'all know, and y'all know the story and all the thing about Saint Nick, Christopher Columbus, Santa Claus, y'all. He called on Rudolph with his nose so bright. Don't y'all know? Now look here, y'all. They got these things here, y'all. Rudolph with the red-nosed reindeer that's going to drive that sleigh for Santa on Christmas night. And if you be good now, if you be good, the Lord going to bless you. That's where Jesus was born. That's when your parents do so much for you, because they love you. They love you. They want you to have things that they didn't have and more. So it's silent night. away in a manger. You say, come on now, coming on down to the last part of the year. It's all about Christmas, y'all, the real meaning of Christmas. So y'all just wake up. Wake up. And let the world know that Christ has been born. Y'all be good. Love you.
See, I bet you did not know that Christopher Columbus could be worked into a story about Christmas.
You know, I think that's, you know, I think we should start doing that more often. Just try to throw in some mix-ups.
I think he's fascinating.
Oh, absolutely.
Thunderbolt Patterson. One day we just set him down and put a camera on him. You can go to YouTube, by the way, and check these things out. Just search Thunderbolt Patterson Christmas. See him with the Santa hat on.
How long do you think he could extemporaneously talk?
Oh, forever. He's, well, 84 years right now is what we're going at. I think there's probably a few more years left in there, don't you?
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
So there you go.
No, but I mean, like, straight in one sitting.
Oh, I just, whatever. If nobody else spoke, he would just keep talking.
He could just keep it going himself.
He throws commas in there every so often where you kind of have to jump in. But if you don't talk, he's just going to keep going on. The train's going to leave. You know what? If we only had more time, but we don't, because we got to take a break. Get your cheese dip. Come back. We got another hour. Don't you dare go anywhere.
I never before had the trouble pronouncing names.